Tony Leiding had been watching news of a disease trickle in from China for weeks. His ethanol marketer called to warn him that the coronavirus was going to be a big deal. But he remembers a different moment when it was clear that COVID-19 was coming to Nebraska.
2020 college basketball season is over. Earlier today, the NCAA announced it is canceling the men's and women's basketball tournaments due to coronavirus concerns.
I know it sounds crazy, but if they cancel the NCAA basketball tournament, I mean, that's a big deal, right?
Leiding is director of operations at Trenton AgriProducts. He's never had to shut down the ethanol plant before. But for the first time in mid-March, idling the plant in southwest Nebraska was on the table.
You know, we've always been able to sell our ethanol, even if it was at a slight loss. But here, we couldn't even sell our ethanol. The refiners said, we're full. You plan for the worst. To see it actually happen was a shock.
The company ended up running at less than half of its normal capacity. That way, nobody got laid off, and nearby farmers could still sell their corn. About half of Nebraska's 25 ethanol plants couldn't even manage that. Two are still closed. But the ethanol industry's problems started long before COVID-19. People point to many different reasons, but economist Scott Irwin at the University of Illinois says there's a clear problem. The U.S. makes too much ethanol.
Or was it an industry that had overbuilt in the period 2015 through 2018 and was suffering from an oversupply situation?
He says some companies bet on gasoline with 15% ethanol, up from the typical E10 blend. That boom never really happened, and prices stayed low.
The fact that the U.S. ethanol industry losses in 2020 were larger pre-COVID than post-COVID, that tells you all you need to know.
Roger Berry, the head of Nebraska's ethanol board, disagrees with Irwin's take.
There's been a lot of other things that have made the ethanol industry not as profitable as what it should be here the last 3.5-4 years. And a large part of that is what's called small refinery exemptions.
Federal law requires oil refiners buy and blend a certain amount of ethanol into gasoline. The EPA controls that ratio, but the agency can also waive that requirement for small companies, if they ask. The Trump administration has been pretty friendly to oil refiners. The EPA granted a little over 80% of requests in 2017 and 2018.
Put that on top of the extreme reduction of driving during the height of the COVID, and it really was economically damaging to our plants here in the state and across the nation.
Despite the experience this year, ethanol advocates like Barry say there's room for growth. He thinks higher ethanol blends could help the U.S. transition away from gasoline.
The day will come when we're all driving electric vehicles, but that's going to take time. However, we offer a fuel right now.
Scott Irwin thinks that's a losing battle. He says some closures triggered by COVID-19 could and maybe should be the start of a more scaled back industry.
It's not death knell. I just think that it's going to be this kind of long grinding slog to bring spare capacity out of the industry. I mean, I think that's the future of the U.S. ethanol industry.
Tony Leiding at Trenton AgriProducts doesn't expect to make a lot of money this year, but he sees some hope.
It really just boils down to, will we find ways to prevent the spread of COVID? Will there be a vaccine? And can we avoid any lockdowns or shutdowns? If we can do any of those, that'll certainly provide some certainty going forward.
For now, he's just trying to get his business through the winter. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Christina Stella.